Nolte, Bernie Sanders wants to restore racist mass murder Dylan Roof's voting rights. By John Nolte on April 25, 2019. Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, wants to restore Dylan Roof's voting rights, you know. The white supremacist who murdered 9 innocent black people at South Carolina church in 2015. Bernie Sanders is nuts. As is a Democrat party that could very well nominate him to run against President Trump in 2020. No kidding, the Democrat base is actually applauding this idea. Actually buying into the idea that restoring Dylan Roof's voting rights is just as important as giving women and blacks the right to vote. During a town hall event this week on CNN, a far-left fake news outlet, Sanders told America, "I believe people who commit crimes, they pay the price and they get out of jail, they certainly should have the right to vote." Fair enough. As a believer in second chances, I happen to agree with that. Sanders then added this madness. "But, I believe even if they are in jail, they're paying the price to society. But that should not take away their inherent American right to participate in our democracy." When pressed by a town hall questioner if that included those guilty of sexual assault and the Boston Marathon bomber, in so many words, Bernie said hells yes. "I think the right to vote is inherent to our democracy," Sanders explained. "Yes, even for terrible people, because once you start chipping away, you say, that guy committed a terrible crime. We're not going to let him vote, or that person did that, you're running down a slippery slope." That was no gaffe, either. The 678-year-old frontrunner, in some polls, doubled down at a Wednesday event in Houston. "I was criticized rather strongly because I said that when we talk about the right to vote, that right should exist for people who are currently in jail," Sanders said to applause from the Democrats in attendance. "Jihad is a right we must protect because we know the history of this country. We know that women didn't have the right to vote," Sanders added. "We know that African Americans didn't have the rights to vote." "Sorry, no, you babbling Castro lover, there is no slippery slope here, there is no chipping away here. The line is a very simple and moral one to draw. When someone is in prison or on parole or on probation, the state has legally and constitutionally stripped them of many of their rights. Stripped them of many of their freedoms, and the idea we would single out the right to vote to reinstate is insane. Charles Manson and Jeffrey Dahmer should have received absentee ballots? How about that nameless piece of racist garbage who sat on death row for 21 years after he dragged James Byrd Jr. to death? Bernie thinks that guy should receive an absentee ballot from the Sanders 2020 campaign. In total, President Bernie would restore the voting rights of 183,000 convicted murderers and 164,000 convicted rapists who have not yet paid their debt to society, who still sit in prison. And it's not just Bernie. There's also that famous rocket scientist Senator Kamala Harris, DCA. When the Democrat candidate for president was asked about allowing prisoners to vote from their cells, Harris said, "I think we should have that conversation. The only one on a slippery slope here is the Democrat Party. And it is a slippery slope of their own creation." Imagine handing an absentee ballot to Lee Harvey Oswald. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.